calling customer support. My name is O. Who may I help you?
Yes, I have an unauthorized charge from you guys on my card.
All right. So I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
My first name is Latoya. My last name is Grant. My zip code is 48227.
Just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address?
18194 Fourier Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48227.
Just a moment. Right, so I'll show you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, provides recipe guides, cut carbs, boost energy, etc.
No, not me. No.
All right. So you're indicating you didn't sign up for a sweepstakes, correct, to win a mixer?
Right, no.
All right. So I'll cancel the account. That goes in effect immediately. And what I'll also be doing is transferring you to our fraud department so they can see who used the credit or debit card without authorization. Just to be aware, we do prosecute, so whoever has done this will be prosecuted at the fullest extent. Just a moment.
I understand. Thank you. And how long does it take for the money to be returned?
So any reimbursements will be discussed with our fraud department. So once I get you connected, they will let you know exactly if a refund will be provided. But I have canceled the account. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or a pencil, I'll provide you with your confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, the confirmation is C as in Charles. 920.
Mm-hmm.
565.
Mm-hmm.
984.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the full confirmation. Everything is canceled in effect immediately. I will now be getting you connected to the fraud department. They will be assisting with the investigation and any possible refunds. Again, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day. Hold on a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.